Well, you've been hearing it that former President Trump's hush money criminal trial is on, well, done for today, and it was opening statements time. NBC correspondent Kristen Marks joins us from New York. Hi, Kristen.
Hi there.
So tell us what it's like. Is it crazy time there with things going on, or how did it play out today on this first day of the actual trial?
Well, I guess you could always say it's crazy when it comes to this case and all of them that, you know, that the former president is facing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, basically, like you said, there were opening statements for today. The prosecutors introduced the case to the jury, accusing Trump of falsifying business records to cover up payments made to Stormy Daniels, the adult film star, in 2016 in order to conceal damaging info about him ahead of the presidential election that year. Meanwhile, his defense said there was no such scheme and accused Daniels of trying to cash in on the allegations. You know, she still owes Trump $600,000 from failed legal suits. His defense also claimed it's okay to pay to squash stories for personal reasons and that they weren't political.
So this is just opening statements. This is just we got the jury work done last mm-hmm. week, and so we're getting underway. Is it looking like it's going to be a long trial?
They keep saying maybe 6 to 8 weeks, so we'll see. What also happened today was the prosecution did call its first witness, and that was former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker, who testified about the paper's use of paying for exclusive rights to a story. And prosecutors say he paid Playboy model Karen McDougal $150,000 as part of a catch and kill scheme to squash an affair story involving Trump. And that money isn't part of the charges, but they basically want to establish a pattern that leads to the alleged $130,000 payment to Stormy Daniels. So that money is at the heart of the case. But David Pecker's testimony wrapped up or was kind of cut abruptly because of the Passover holiday. So they wrapped up around lunchtime here. So he's expected to take the stand again tomorrow.
Wow, talking about setting patterns. I guess that's the prosecution wants to show that kind of that information. And is there certain things though that they've been ruled they can't bring in or can't do that we probably know about already?
As far as I know, let's see what they can't talk about. They can't talk about, you may recall, also ahead of the 2016 election, that whole, the infamous, the tape, where
on a bus, right? He was on a bus and in New York.
So they're not, how can you forget that? They're not allowed to air that, I believe, or play that back, but they can bring it up.
Oh.
So, that's interesting. Let's see, one more thing about tomorrow, though. The judge is expected to rule whether Trump violated a gag order because he made several social media posts. So that's the first thing I believe that's going to happen before even David Pecker takes the stand again.
Again, I mean, he's had gag orders before, right, in other cases. So is it based just on the fact that he says everything. It just kind of comes out.
The gag order doesn't exactly stop him, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've covered courts for years, and I'm just, I'm blown away by some of the stuff that, he's putting out there. I'm thinking, that just never would have been allowed in another case. And or as people, I guess people have been told by their lawyers, don't do that, and then they listen.
Yeah, I know. A quote-unquote normal person would probably pay attention to it.
Wow. Yeah, it's like, I guess there's always people who don't listen to their lawyers, and who knows.
But. Yep.
Who knows what else? I mean, we've got weeks ahead of not only information coming out that we may be more surprised. I don't know if we know everything or what could be more surprising that could come out of this.
I know. Oh, God. And after Friday, anything's possible. You I'm sure you heard about what happened outside of the courthouse just as the jury was being set.
Oh, last week. Oh, with the
on
person.
Friday,
the person who lit themselves on fire.
Yeah, the person who lit himself on fire. So, there's also that angle. it's one day the next, it could be full of surprises the next few weeks,
Absolutely. Well, Kristen, thanks so much for bringing us up to date on this. I appreciate it.
Oh, and anytime.
That is NBC correspondent Kristen Marks in New York on the starting day of the former President Trump's hush money criminal trial. Prosecutors introducing the case to the jury. Of course, prosecutors accusing the former president of falsifying business records to cover up payments made to Stormy Daniels over an affair. And his defense says there was no such scheme. They accuse her of trying to cash in on the allegations, saying she still owes Trump $600,000 from failed legal suits.